Mister, are you going to kill me?
Crimecast 49.
Raider, do you desire to say anything on your own behalf in mitigation of punishment?
Your Honor, Sedgwick County, the victims, I do realize that the crimes have committed. The atrocious crimes I've committed as continued as the Sedgwick County as a monster. Brought the community, my family, the victims, dishonor. And there's no, and it's all self-centered as a, what you could call, I would call a sexual predator. Today is my final judgment for me. The last couple of days in court, presented by the state, their PowerPoint presentation was very powerful. Like a couple of things I might point out toward the last, but overall, most of that was true. And they think the Sedgwick County ought to be proud that they do have a good state, that the evidence was there earlier, DNA, floppy. There was no way that I was going to get out of this. With remorse, responsibility, and corrections are the concepts of apology. The old me started whatever it was, factor X, sexual predator. The volcano was the building of all those years, was the Otero. And probably the most devastating, upsetting, what I mean to everybody is Josephine. I just don't know. Self-centered, very selfish, and it exploded on that day. And it did continue, off and on. Dishonesty? Definitely. Dishonesty, probably the first thing to the people that I encountered, that they trusted me, that I was willing to tie them up, take their money, and leave. And then I killed them. That's dishonesty to my family. That lie and cheat to be self-interest to my employers and to the county, though it taxpayers' money. Pride and responsibility. Yes, I had pride back then. To some degree, I'm trying to drop down to that, but that's the media. I seem to crave the attention of the media. I think through the years that that's quite presentation during the presentation and all my archives that I had, you can understand that. I think the bottom line of the old is a selfish, very disassociated with society, self-centered for my own purposes. And I take that full burden on my shoulders. Victims. I wrote some notes down. I don't know if this is really appropriate or not. And these things came, a lot of these came out of paper because I knew the people. You all know why I chose them. But I thought I'd share some things. Kathleen Bright. And I hope I don't tread on the media because I did use this, some of this from the media because I didn't know this much from the people. She spent time at her grandparents' farm. Well, I did too as a kid. I have many, many, many fond memories of that, and I took that from her. She went to Valley Center. I was at Valley Center High School for 2 years there. Walked the halls, probably in the same line. Shared maybe the same teachers, although they would have been older. She worked at Coleman, just like I did, trying to fill a job, as anybody would. Try to keep, you know, our heads above water, and I took that from her. Dolores Davis, she loved animals, and I worked as animal control. I realized that in the early years, I probably did have some cruelty animals. That I don't think, if anybody asks, Park City or anything, they would say I was always pretty good to animals. I have a great fondness for animals. I have pets, and I know she had it. And I read somewhere she had her last Christmas with her family. And I did too. That was a wonderful time. But I took that from her. Nancy Fox, she was a wonderful person. And I did track her just like a predator. She was a wonderful young lady, well organized, hard worker, and I took her up. Maria Hedge, she was a neighbor. Want to walk by, wave to a gardener. I loved to garden flowers. She attended church, the same church I'd been to with the Boy Scouts. Joseph Luttrell was in the Air Force. I was in the Air Force. He was a husband. I was a husband. Although I always wanted to be a pilot, I always had a fascination with aerodynamics. And he was a pilot. And one time he even thought about taking pilot lessons. And a veteran. I was a veteran. So our threads are close. Julie Otero was a lot like my wife, a loving mother. Raised kids. And she also worked at Coleman. Josephine. She would have been a lot like my daughter at that age. Played with her Barbie dolls. She liked to write poetry. I liked to write poetry. She liked to draw. I liked to draw. Someone mentioned that she was like peas in a pod. And I think that probably comes to Wichita Eagle Beacon. Wrote that down. Give it credit to them. Joseph Merrill, too. He was just like me at one time, a boy and a dog. And again, that comes from the evil. I have many, 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 many memories of the dog. Excuse me. Anyway, I had a lot of memories as a kid with one of my pets. The boy and the dog is a thing you have to have when you're a kid. Shirley, she was choir mother. Probably a very beloved mother, and I took her life. Probably of all the people, I didn't know Vicki Bion very much, although I walk by her place and can listen to piano. I appreciate music. That's one thing I always wanted to learn was piano. And I took her life. She's also a beloved mother. She attended a church that I went to once, St. Andrew's. I hope I haven't left somebody out on that. Okay, to rebuild humility. Basically humbled myself now in the detention center I'm going to. I've tried to realize, work with the police department, work with my defense, and tried to realize my faults. Honesty, again, I think I cooperated with the police as well as I did. I understand there was some smoke blowing, and that was probably my demise. The afterlife is smoke. The thing about Jakey Allen is smoke. BTK story early. Parts of it are smoke. The problem is I blew so much smoke that now nobody knows facts or fiction. And that's basically my demise. Can I be very honest with my attorneys? We work very hard. We met almost every day earlier before the plea, somewhat less after that, but it's basically all over. And Steve encouraged me not to go with an early plea. So he could do more. They did all the things they could with the floppy. They had an expert come in, go over the floppy, to see whether there was any problems with that. They did extensive research on the DNA. There was a sore spot with me where they took my daughter, but I understand in the law enforcement you have to do certain things. And I think honestly, people will say, I'm not a Christian, but I believe I am. So, anyway, I faced up to the man himself now, my boss. I think that all points to accountability and full responsibility now. And my remorse, well, I think it's here. You know, the victims' families will never be able to forgive me. But I hope somewhere deep down, eventually, that'll happen. When this happened, I was, what I would say, not a total in one time. Part of me, only the thoughts and compartmentalized. That is probably, as the state started to show today, was the compartmentalization of me. And that has been my biggest, where I could flip back and forth. I'm not proud of that. It's just, it was just defense mechanism. But I could switch back and forth fairly fast. I explained to the defense, I was kind of like an 18-wheeler. Either uphill or downhill, I could switch gears very fast and rapidly. So anyway, it has given me the faith to see today and not in the past on the morning. Corrections. And this is the full responsibility. I'm going to the penal institution. Full board, and I do not expect anything but the hard 40 today. I expected that on the plea. That's why I stepped up for the plea. I knew after I talked to police, the evidence, there wasn't any way I was really going to get out of this unless we found some way of some evidence that was just totally out of it. And the trial would have been a long, drawn-out to the plea. There was no way that I was ever going to get out of this. I think the corrections, I'm away from society now. I'll do my healing process there as well as I can. Start my new chapter in life. And I suppose, in all good time, as Raider, everybody knows, Raider has to complain a little bit. So I would like to do some minor ones. Not because I want to complain today, but I want to set the record. This is my last time. Probably the biggest problem I have right now, and we're still trying to answer, is what happened to Mendoza. I had a trust with that person, a psychiatrist. The defense is working on it. I know other people are working on it. That was I just don't want to happen. And maybe that'll happen. Another one is I'm just basically expressing this. I don't have control on it, but I wish somebody would take part to his lien on the house. That, the final victim, as Mr. Davis said, is my wife. She's back that. She is my final victim. That and my family. She knew nothing about this. Yet the laws, and I understand it, because the lien went on the house, was because I have property. There's a lot of defendants that stand up here don't have anything to go after. I know this is very expensive. Probably the defense is running somewhere 80,000 to 90,000. It's just about what the house sold for. If we wanted a trial, it would have been in millions and years. I just basically ask that whoever does that final judgment, that they think about the wife. The other one is not a biggie. It's not this last issue, but I'd ask for my wallet so I could get some personal pictures out of it. I was hoping the defense would have a court order that before I leave today, I can go through that wallet and take some family pictures. But that's not a big issue because I understand through code of ethics, the defense will turn that probably over to the family as well as my clothes. So those are the only early complaints, except for PowerPoint. I don't want to pick on the law enforcement. They've done a very good job, but I do want to clarify a few things, just for the records, because this is basically my final say. The first one, there was two actors that were brought out, John Wayne and James Bond. The action of that with Kevin was the shooting, not because I stood up and shot him, because when I was working with the police, that was what I call a quick draw, just like that. And that's what I call the John Wayne shot. It's not that he would do something like that. Secondly, we fought, and for us to fight, he had to have both his hands open. The PowerPoint said that he basically stood up, he was tied, and I shot him, and that's incorrect. He fought, I backed off, he had his hands out, and I shot him again. And again, these are only minor. It does not make any difference. It's probably irrelevant. I just want to set the record straight, and that's all, sir. Mayan, it was, in the PowerPoint, it was perceived that I was strangling Shirley, and I stopped to comfort the kids. That's just the opposite. She or I both put the kids back in the bathroom, comforted them there before we went in, and what happened. So the toys and all that were put in there earlier. Let's basically clarify that on that. I know, sir. And this is really minor. Although it makes you wonder whether the information is tended or not, the evidence, and what makes you speculate whether law enforcement did do, although it looked like they did a good job, whether they did it 100%. The Doris Davis graves, they flip back and forth. If anybody knows anything about geology, structure, those trees and stuff were not at Lake Cheney. They were over in the eastern part of the United States. So, and those pictures that came in the mail were not, the other ones. They were all from the grave site at Cheney. Probably the most damaging to me was the pornography. They displayed, yes, they have pornography of what I drew, but I didn't see where they had a lot of pornography, but they brought two pictures out. Family will know that I didn't own a camper. I had a pickup with a camper top, but it didn't have any shelves in that. So our basical evidence was totally tainted. They either picked up a picture from somewhere else or inserted it or didn't realize it. That may have been a relative, I'm not sure. But I would think if they had more pornography, they would have showed it. So that basically the clarifications. The other thing is with law enforcement, there seemed to be, I was rated as a dog catcher. I did go to AJ law enforcement. I felt like I did have rapport with the law enforcement people during the profession, as they probably said in the paper, and I'd still probably be talking if a defense person didn't show up. Right, we had a good rapport. I almost felt like they were my buddies. At one time, I asked about Lemonia and maybe coming in and having a cup of coffee with me. So there was a rapport. I've always had a great respect for law enforcement. Although I wore a black hat instead of a white hat. Thanks. I can't believe the people that have helped me on this. Starting with, I think the youth society have to, even though I'm a criminal, I think you have to appreciate the police department. They've done a lot of work. Even though it took a long time, they gathered evidence, they had that evidence. When they got the key suspect, they zeroed in on it very rapidly. So if they have the dedication that, like Mr. Landwehr, for all those years, it's great. So I think Sedgwick County really has a good police force. Defense, this has been a unique, probably a different type case that they've ever had. We've had our ups and downs, but mostly they've been good. It's just like a new learning curve. It's just a new curve, and the media has just been terrible. I worked with the media afterwards, and it's just tremendous. And they've done it very good. Sarah has probably been my workhorse. I really appreciate her. She's done a lot of good work. Steve, he had to keep heads on all this, and I know that was very hard for him. I want to go ahead, since I worked at defense very close, give him all personal. Make sure I go through the list here. I've already mentioned Steve and Sarah McPendlin. Everybody knows Steve. Another one that helped me was Jama Mitchell. I think she's on a case today. Probably, is that correct, in El Dorado? Or somewhere over there? Okay. Leanne Starrich, she was a social worker that did a lot of research for me earlier, so I appreciate her helping that. It was Jenny Blind, was a special investigator. And then Jamie Trimmer, she's the one that cut my hair and brought my clothes up. So I have they're basically my family, so I appreciate that. On professional staff, although we have some questions with Robert J. Mendoza and what happened there, I think that time that'll be solved. But I still have to give him credit for coming in and helping me and working with me. And I'm sure, I hope I pronounce that right. It's Tala K. Walters. She was the other doctor that came in. And they were all from Cambridge Forensic Society or consultants. So I really appreciate the defense. They've done a lot for me, kept me advised. Sedgwick County Detention Center. I was really scared when I first came in here. I've never been arrested before. I really didn't want to look. I was basically 43 days up there in isolation. At first, the officers, patrol officers, they call them deputies down there, pod deputies, they didn't know me. I didn't know them. But they finally opened up, and they became human, and I think they realized I was human, too. Eventually, I moved over to pod 2, and that's a very much camaraderie with what I call the dirty dozen or the peas in the pod. They were a bunch of great guys. Most of those guys are gone now. But I have a lot of respect. I sit down with them. We're all have crimes. But you basically build a camaraderie with those type people. The people who move me around, I'm what they call, I call it hot peppers or habanero. We wear red. We have to special movers. And again, I hope I pronounce these from the detention area. I hope I pronounce these people's last names right. And if I leave somebody else, I apologize for that. The one I have is Robert Henshaw, Captain Barbara Maxwell, Captain Glenn Kurtz, Lieutenant Larry Braggs, Sergeant. He's my main sergeant. He's the one that's been very, very close with me and worked with me, and David Millen. And I have a lot of respect for him. He's been my main sergeant. I'm the judicial. And I'll probably mess up his last name, but it's Daniel Bardensbrand, and I messed that up. I'm sorry. And then it's Brad Paul. There's many, many, many more beyond those. I would be here a long time if I helped. So I do appreciate all those people that helped. Pastor Clark. He has been my main man. He comes to see me every day. Or not every day, excuse me. At least once a week, sometimes twice a week. If anybody I was dishonest to, is that man right there. Under the house of God, who created these things, did the choicest acts. And for him to stay with me and remain strong, he's a good man. I appreciate that. He also went with me earlier this week, went through a confession. I sat down and went through each of the people I'd killed and confessed on that. And I felt a strengthening and some bonds there at that time with him. Family, the last victims. I don't even want to start with them. They're still supportive a little bit. My wife's gone on, divorced. She's trying to stay out of harm's way. Since my kids are away, I don't get much letters or anything from them, but they're basically supportive. Thanks. Friends. Without friends, a person, I don't think, in this 100, well, I've been here 175, 176 days, you couldn't survive without friends. If you didn't have family to support you, if you didn't have something, or someone to come to you, like Pastor Clark, you'd go down. Just mentally, you'd go down. So friends have been a very key part. The people in the pod. Pod deputies and sergeant, although they can't have a real friend relationship with their friends. I got this out this morning or the other day when I was working out. This comes from the Daily Devotions, a Christian book. It's called Touched by a Stranger, which is an article. And at the bottom, there's an article. It's by Hess. There isn't a first name for it. But it's something like a friend would do, and I really appreciate it. Like refreshing rain in summer, or the gentle breeze in spring, just a little gift of kindness, joy someone's hearts can bring.
With immediate exposure, my family basically had to almost to stay away, so I really didn't have any support. There was one person that stepped up, Christina Castagnarona, that really helped. And I really appreciate her support. There's another one that's out on the West Coast, Andy Parshaw. He's another Christian, and I really support. I would have gone down a long time ago without their support, so I do want to mention their names. Christian Bible verse I found that I think it's helping me, or will help me, and leading me. This is John 8:12. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have light of light. Now that I've confessed, put myself out to let everybody know what's going on, I expect to heal and to have light. And then hopefully someday God will accept me. I think Sancho County, myself, we speak of a man as an evil man. The dark side was there, but now I think light is beginning to shine. So I appreciate the family, the friends, and all I can be thankful for. And I think that will keep me from finally going to the dark side or hell. And finally, I final apologize to the victims' families. There's no way that I can ever repay. That's all, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
Crimecast, brought to you in part from the fine folks at evilnow.com.